So it's about 10 a.m. Wednesday. Right. This is Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndy.org, and I'm talking to Seymour Deputy Fire Marshal Tim Willis about storm. I mean, you're still dealing with the storm. I was going to call it relief, but it's not. You're not anywhere near that at this point.
No, we're not quite at that stage yet. We're currently at 97% out for Eversource customers in town, which equates to upwards of 7,300 different properties in town that are out. Virtually, we're without power throughout the entire town. Emergency services are operating as usual. We have additional crews and staffing in right now. We did actually have a house fire directly related to a generator this morning. Gentlemen,
Olson
Drive in Seymour.
It's a dead end road.
It's a dead end, and this was a 1,000-foot plus driveway off of that dead end road, so it was quite a ways back. Fire started due to a gentleman had a setup to keep rain and all that off of the fire. Combustibles too close to the generator. Did burn up the side of the house. He did the right thing. He dialed 911, and he was actually able to put out most of the fire with a garden hose. But most important thing, he called 911 first and got the fire department rolling.
And so there have been no injuries or anything like that?
Right now, we don't have any injuries reported. The fire department did report over 50 calls for service. They're still trying to get a grasp on how many we actually responded to. I would expect those numbers to dramatically increase when we start going back to really look at what we responded to. Mostly trees on houses, wires down. No injuries reported with that. We did have a lot of fire alarms, which is taxing to the system when you're tying up fire apparatus.
And that's caused by the power outages.
Setting alarms off, but we still have to treat them, every single one. We had a fire this morning. So the big thing is for people in town is stay off the roads. If you don't have to go to work today, your kids aren't in school, stay home if possible. I know it's not the most fun, but the big thing is try to stay out of everyone else's way. We're trying to get, you know, the situation assessed. I'd love to say that power is going to be back on right now. I don't have an answer for that. The short answer is Eversource is working on it. But right now, the big thing is everybody's trying to get a grasp on what's going on.
And then emergency responders, and I guess the Office of Emergency Management here in Seymour, are you sort of preparing for a long haul, an extended power outage?
At this point, we really don't have a true answer. I tell everyone all the time, whether it's a single tree down on a wire just affecting your street or large events like this, always be prepared for 2 to 3 days easily. That isn't to scare anyone, but I'd rather, prepare for the worst, as we say, and, you know, hope for the best. Big thing is you see down power lines, stay away from them. You see trees down on the roads, stay away from them because there may be lines tangled. And just because you think it's a phone line or a cable line, don't touch it. It could be energized, touching a primary 300 feet down the road. The last thing we want to do is respond to anybody getting injured or even worse.
And although it's been relatively short amount of time since Tuesday evening storm, people do start to get nervous a little bit, especially if they have medical needs or they're seniors or their kids need medicine and they're isolated. Maybe their road is blocked by trees, which is happening, I guess, all over Seymour. Any advice for them, or do you take that into account? Because we obviously interrupted a meeting of the whole team here at the Seymour Police Department. So is that something on your minds as well?
The big thing is if you have a medical emergency, dial 911. Get us coming out there. Get us rolling. We are aware of some people with some oxygen issues. We're addressing those individuals as we can get to them appropriately. The big thing is if you don't have to be on the roads, stay home. If you need to get medication, you can safely get out. Get out. But otherwise, we're asking as a favor at this point, please stay off the roads unless you absolutely have to be out there. And just a pet peeve of mine, please remember that any traffic lights that are out, treat them as stop signs.
I know traffic lights are out all over.
I don't know of any working traffic lights in the town of Seymour. Okay. Some listener may actually know one, and that's great. Hopefully there's more soon to come. But remember, traffic lights that are out are stop signs. Please treat them accordingly.
Okay, Tim, thanks for taking us.
You're welcome.